What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Misfit Effect. I am Raw Star, and sitting across from me is CW, the co-host of the show. And we're joined today by a fitness trainer. He does boxing training over here at CC Fitness. He's out here trying to make sure that, you know, females are prepared for their future, whatever they do, so you know, to defend themselves. And his name is Danny. How you doing, Danny?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. But before we get into anything, make sure everybody follow me on Instagram. It's all lowercase letters, DetroitMade_JTS.
Okay. Well, that just happened. The microphone fell. So today, basically we have just a whole bunch of random topics, but, we were talking before we had the podcast started about, loyalty, and we were just singing random songs, and, you know, and the question popped up was, are we really going to go off of why these hoes aren't loyal? So that's going to be our main topic. So CW, please, interject your own focus.
Wow, you're telling me to interject. Oh, man. Okay. It's not really a question. The statement answers the question. Man, why across from our gym, we always got these girls with all these fake butts? They be looking like coach whistles. They legs bottom half be looking like coach whistles. I mean, it look kind of good in clothes, but I imagine that shit's a mess. Anyway, why hoes ain't loyal? It's answering the question. You say these hoes ain't loyal. Okay. Hoes go to the highest bidder. If you think about it. So, of course no hoes gonna be loyal. Because they hoes. It's like asking, man, why these murderers kill? Well, shit. Well,
I mean, but
they murderers. That's what they do.
Yeah, but it has to be something.
Loyalty is not on the menu.
I mean, they're not
for hoes.
They're not a killer until they kill somebody. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they ain't a hoe until they stop being loyal.
Yeah, but what makes them a hoe?
Not being. Oh my God! Okay, not being loyal. Being promiscuous, unloyal. Hoes.
In my eyes, what makes a hoe a hoe is somebody who's either with somebody or has the potential already, and they're fucking with like everybody else. If you ain't got no nigga, you can fuck as many people as you want to. That's risky, but I mean, you can go ahead and do that.
What? You got something to say, man?
I'm thinking.
Do you think he needs to pick up the mic or something? What are you saying? Because it's not close enough? Yeah. I guess he can't hear you. He can't. I guess you gotta be close.
That's not even really that close.
Oh, yeah, you're closer. Okay, whatever. So you know they're loyal, man.
I mean, like, the thing is, like, what classifies them into that category, though?
What? The whole category?
Yeah.
You not being faithful and loyal.
Yeah, but. Does that make them the B word before they're H, before they're that?
I mean, it depends on what do you call it, or when would you use the B word? Because to me, if somebody's acting bitchy, that's when I call them a bitch. I don't call them a bitch based off how many people they fuck around like that. So, I guess it depends on who you are.
But then what's the difference between a hoe and a slut?
Ain't no difference. Just two different terms.
No, there is a difference.
It depends on the person.
Can we talk about something else? Because this is sluts fuck for free, hoes get paid.
Okay, it's that easy. You say it like that. That kind of, yeah.
That just sums it all up.
It's easy. And also, if you think culturally, black people don't call promiscuous women sluts. They call them hoes.
I mean, they call
them. And white dudes be like, check out these sluts.
Fucking slut.
Fucking slut.
You got a point. I can't deny that.
Okay, what's up? I don't know.
I mean, because we can. I mean, there was a few topics I thrown out before we came on because mainly we won't be able to record next week, so we were trying to hurry up and knock an episode out. So that's why Danny came aboard. And so Danny, you're a trainer over here at CC Fitness. We're over here in North Hollywood, California, and where CW is the head trainer. And you do boxing. What else do you teach the ladies or people who come in or gentlemen
how to maintain
their life? What is your fitness focus for these ladies, for the people you are in charge of?
My focus?
Your fitness focus.
Is probably increasing stamina.
He really wants to help them increase their stamina.
So how
when
do
they're
you,
doing boxing and things.
He's probably referring to.
No, I'm talking about punching
and
learning how to use combinations and things like that. Yeah.
So it would kind of be like a self-defense almost?
Self-defense, but defending yourself.
It's just more of a certain style.
More of a certain style. Not different styles, but certain style. Correct.
I mean, so what style is that, sir?
Just what boxing. Style is it? Boxing. American boxing.
But I don't know.
You don't know anything about it?
Yeah, so.
You don't know anything about boxing, dude? Like Mike boxing Tyson and boxing,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, but
man,
like,
man, we really trying to stretch this out.
Excuse
Sorry, guys. We couldn't think of a subject, so we're just here doing stuff. I mean, I guess we should have got high or something. That would have been good.
I mean, we already smoked before we came.
Yeah, but maybe if George got. Oh, no, George would be like, hey. Yeah, that's true. I mean, I get real high.
Drugs are bad.
I mean, like, talk about some
I smoked an ounce in like less than 2 weeks.
Well,
it was pretty bad.
Drugs are bad.
I mean, I mean, smoke with other people, but still, there's still quite a amount of weed.
I mean, so we can talk about like
come train in my gym.
Enough said.
So
don't quit though, because we got a lot of quitters.
Don't quit.
Yes. Don't quit. I'm saying don't quit because we give motherfuckers free stuff and they still don't want to proceed with the.
Oh, don't quit what? Program. Don't quit weed?
No, I'm talking about the program.
Oh, yeah, don't. Yeah. Hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey, y'all.
Here you go.
How about this? Shit that's free actually has value. Because you know what? I'm offering y'all, you know, here's the thing. Obviously, you don't. We don't show up things, and you know we don't really verbalize this, but it's a value thing. You show up to the things you value. You don't show up to the things you don't value. Sometimes you don't even show up on time. Some people just can't show up on time. But some people are like, hey, that's not important enough to show up on time. I've had people late to all kinds of things, but they ain't late to work. So, it shows you value. So, that's the thing. You just got to always remember that. That, like, hey, when you don't show up to something that you say you're going to show up to or you're going to do, well, it's not the world that did that to you. It's you. It's you. That's the thing in this world. People don't take personal responsibility for the things that happen to them. Like, you have more, there's a lot of things you can't control. And there's a lot of things you can't control. But why aren't you controlling the things you can?
Lazy.
It can be laziness. Some people don't, some people don't want it bad enough. My daddy used to say, Cynthia used to cook, that's my stepmom, liver and onions. And some rice, and I'd be like, ugh, liver and onions. I'd be like, ugh, that's nasty. And then he'd be like, hey, you want some liver and onions? I'd be like, nah, that's nasty. And he'd be like, oh, you must not be hungry enough.
You must not be hungry enough.
So that's what it is, really. When it comes to certain things, you must not be, in a lot of things, you must not be hungry enough. Like, hey, my business, it ain't popping like it should. You know what it is? I must not be hungry enough. And that's the thing. You got to take that self-inventory and realize that sometimes you're not hungry enough. that you can do so much more, but you just not hungry enough. So a motherfucker better get hungry, or sometimes if you don't get hungry and get more hungry, you'll fuck around and starve. So,
or you starve.
I'm just saying, you're going to get hungry. Yeah, yeah. Or you get, or you realize, hey, I done got bigger. This, what I'm not hungry for, oh, now I'm starving. Now I got to get hungry.
Okay.
So, get hungry, because I'm tired. I'm tired of being so broke. I am really tired.
Let's not talk about that. No,
man.
Oh,
man. Man, like, you want to have money. You want to have a good life. It's just tired, you know? Like, sometimes, like, you know, I love L.A. I love California. But this shit beats you down. It beats you down because it's motherfuckers work hard. People work hard. A lot of people work hard. But then there's motherfuckers that, yeah, sometimes some of them working hard, some of them working smart, and some of them are just straight up scammers. And people make it look like it's so fucking easy. So that'll have you mind fucked. Because you'll be looking at a motherfucker like, oh, damn, they got all this shit and all this shit coming together so motherfucking easy. They just making it look like, oh, man, like this so easy. Why this shit ain't coming together for me? Like, what the fuck is up? What the fuck am I doing wrong? And you ain't doing shit wrong. They've been doing that shit for 8 years, and you just seeing the fruits of labor. You just starting to see it. And you thinking, like, you done fucked yourself because you thinking, like, I ain't doing shit with my life. But the thing is, some of them people didn't take 8 years. It took them just the same amount as you're taking, but they were hungry enough. They did the shit. They did the shit. But of course, sometimes, like, LA, I like the people in LA. I like people's, like, personalities and it's like their general energy they give off when you first meet them. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have a desire for, like, New York to go to there because I don't like rude people.
Wait, why don't we just fly?
I don't like rude people, but motherfuckers in LA smile on your face all day and hate your guts.
I rather know
or don't really fuck with you, and they say they fuck with you. So that's my problem with L.A. In Indiana, you know a motherfucker fuck with you or not. Or if they not in your face saying, fuck you, they just don't fuck with you. Yeah, but out here, hey, buddy, I hate this motherfucker. Or what's this? Oh, hey.
You remember I told you? Somebody I know said when I asked her, like, why was you talking about your quote-unquote best friends like that? Mm-hmm. She answered, this is just a thing we do in California. Wait, so y'all talk shit about each other?
Oh, yeah. And it's real easy for you to get pulled into that shit. And, you know, if that's not really, like, you, you'll feel like, ooh, real bad about it. And then motherfuckers in L.A. that from out here to know the regular thing, they'll just be like, hey, that's just how it is. I talk shit about everybody.
I think it's a mentality, too, because I just noticed that a lot of people who are from elsewhere, you could tell they're from elsewhere and not from California. Just simply because of how they treat each other. And, like, you can almost tell someone who has a Midwest mentality compared to someone who has, like compared to someone who has a New York mentality or from a different region mentality. Because, like, if someone from the Midwest don't mess with you, they'll say, F you, and continue on and have a good day, you know? Someone from New York will show you they're not messing with you while they're messing with you. And someone from California, and some people from California was just, hey, how you doing? How you doing, buddy? How you doing, pal?
That's dangerous, though.
Yeah, out here in L.A., like your enemy will be like, I'm going to hook you up. What kind just of to you just at? To do you wrong.
Damn.
Like, yeah, no, you can tell. And, you know, I'm not going to say it's about California people from here, because the people from here are pretty fucking cool. A lot of people that are really from here, like, they've lived here their whole lives, but it's a lot of people with transplants, because we get so many people for the different industries, that they have this California mentality, which isn't shared by your regular day-to-day person who's not worried about, you know, looking like they stunting or looking like they cool or looking like they training and being, you know, the people ain't trying to be stars. Though, I'll give anybody that moves out here, here's a big piece of advice. If you want to become friends with people that in California, become friends with people who not trying to be stars. Any kind of star.
Not even dancers.
Dancers are pretty cool, though. I like dancers. But here's the thing. Yeah, people who aren't, you know, or people who are like, shit, yeah, I work in the industry, but, you know, I work in production. I'm not trying to become a movie star. So, you know, you get people a lot more real or a lot of people that aren't going to throw you under the bus just for, like, the opportunity to get into a this hotel bar.
Or take advantage of who you are, you know.
Yeah, nah, because, like, that's the thing. Like, motherfuckers out here take advantage real quick of any kind of kindness. Like, I've had a person tell me, oh, you are from the Midwest. Like, you really are, like, a nice person from the Midwest. And I'm like, what's that fucking supposed to mean? So I guess, what, you thought I was faking, or you thought, that's crazy.
But the only thing is, what about that, is that people who are from out here or transplanted, they see the mentality, the Midwest mentality sometimes, and think that we don't like them, or for some reason, or they think we got issues because we have that mentality.
Issues? Like what?
Like, I can't explain this. Like, we don't really want to mess with them, but we're faking it because we're so upfront with how we see people.
So because of how real we are, they think we on some BS.
Yeah. Exactly. He's over there thinking about it. Like,
he's like, yeah. Because it's like that, like, a lot of people don't understand. And this is what I run into, like, and some people can't help themselves. They got so much into this L.A. mentality. It's just like they don't know how to live or how to sit with that, like, hey, so this isn't, am I using the right term? Quid pro quo?
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, so you mean you're just doing something to be nice? Oh, I'm about to take this nigga for everything he got. I'm going to do it. Because he said help. So he'd help me, so I'm going to do you. Because what is that? What, you must have some secret agenda because you're just helping me. You couldn't be just like a cool, nice person that thinks I'm cool.
Yeah, they think like
if you shit from you, but to be maybe your friend.
They think like if you say, yeah, I'll come out to your show or I'll support whatever you need me to hand out a flyer. I don't mind. What? Why not? You know, I'm gonna support my friend. Is this person trying to have sex with me? Is this person trying to get in between my legs? Is this person trying to ride my coattail? So. Because I have a little fan, do they want to be on all the posters, all the videos? You know. Do they want the notoriety of that comes with being around who I am? You know, and or to get inside to or to, you know, like, do they want their sexual organs? And it's like, that's how people are. I just want to say, out here,
ain't nobody tricking off for pussy.
Like, to be
so if somebody being nice to you, they just being nice.
To be honest, like, for real. Sometimes it is the case. You know, you
do. Well, okay, never mind.
I mean, there's sometimes like, hey, you want to help out, yada yada. Either because you are effing them, you're having sex with them, you're trying to have sex with them, but that's not always the thing. Like, you don't wake up and say, "Huh, I'm gonna help out such and such because I wanna get inside of her and, you know, make her stay." But that's what they think that it is. No matter what sex you are.
So
That, yeah, that's the weird thing out here. You, like, I haven't run into it because, you know, as I've gotten a girlfriend, we've gotten deeper in a relationship, I have less and less friends, I think. Or I go out less and less. Less in people. So the thing is, yeah, I really feel like out here just because of, like, and I mean, sexuality is fluid in a lot of different places, and, like, there's all kinds of different populations. But in California, you know, there's no kind of, like, underground, like, ooh, we got to go to a special place because we're gay. So it's things like you're walking in, and then there's so many people that are undercover, like, or bisexual, that, not that there's a problem with any of it, but the issue comes is that, like, hey, a motherfucker just trying to be a fucking friend. Like, ain't nobody trying to fuck you. And I hope you're not trying to... Oh, you are trying to fuck me. Come on, man. We're just trying to be bros. Why you got to be like that? Why is it always got to be like that? No. We're not those kind of bros. No, hell but, no. Like, like, that's the thing. It's just like... It sucks that you have to wonder about someone's ulterior motives all the time, unless there's a strict business transaction between you. Like, I don't have to worry about what's my clients, any of my paying clients' intentions, or what they're gonna do, or how they're gonna, you know, compensate me or act towards me. Nope, and they don't have to worry about that too, because they fucking pay me. But everybody else, you help out, you got to wonder how they're going to react to it. Yeah, I have people like, oh, I'm going to help you out. Like, I'm not trying to fuck you. Like, why would you even think that?
Yeah, like, they're...
Look at you.
They're coming...
No!
Sometimes, but
for real, like, you don't even know what I like.
Like Chris, you want...
Like, George. I mean, excuse me. My other friend, George. He's a crazy guy. Rostar here, though. I know what Rostar likes. So, if you don't fit that billing, and he's vocal about what he likes, you shouldn't really... I mean, he like women. All kinds of women. But I know what particular women he kind of like. So,
what do I like?
He like Asians. That's it. So, if you... If you not Asian, don't really... I mean, I'm not saying he don't go for nobody else. You know, he fuck with black girls. Don't get me wrong. But don't think he just trying to hit it because he helping you out. Yeah, because he made a fucking Photoshop flyer for you. He do that shit in like... Oh, shit, I shouldn't reveal. Okay. Oh, you thinking... Motherfucker, he did that shit in 15 minutes and showed it to me, and I gave partial approval, okay? So don't think he just spending all his time thinking about you. He doing, you know, he doing this, he's helping out. He do this for fun, okay?
Damn.
If you want to know, if Ross start trying to holler at you, you know he trying to holler at you. If you wondering, he ain't hollering at you. Oh, how about that?
No subliminals.
Yeah, he's no subliminals.
Trying to get down to business.
He don't hit you with no subliminals.
Don't waste no time.
Okay. And don't act now the rest of you that he did not hit with the spoon. Now,
if you gonna go,
I mean, I just say, like, don't act like the part. Don't act like the part unless you're gonna play the part.
Don't bluff.
Because that's just... That just makes you look like an asshole. How about that?
But that's almost how I always end up with crazy ones, too, though.
Nah, yeah. The crazy ones just look straight ahead and don't bluff. They're like, hey.
Like, I'm with that.
No, CW has seen me deal with a girl who we call the Planet. And the planet.
She been around or something?
Oh, she was.
No, her name is the same as the Planet.
Yeah, we just call her the Planet because it's easier than to bring up her name.
It's funny.
She's a planeteer.
She's fine,
though.
Yeah. What race is she?
She's Italian, black, Polish, white.
He's going to name a bunch of white things and then say black. I love it. I love it when people do that.
I'm not white.
I'm Irish. I'm Italian. I am.
No, you white.
Partly German and African American. Oh, so you mixed.
See, the funny thing is, it's like Chris is absolutely correct because I mean I prefer Asians over
everything,
and like, I think I've told CW why that started, and it just blossomed from there. Like,
I don't remember.
I was about to say Trek.
Truly what?
Truly? Trek.
Truly
Trek. Truny?
Truny.
Oh, Trudy Trang.
Yeah.
From fucking Power Rangers. The Yellow Ranger.
The original.
He ain't see too many Asian women. Then he saw, he was like, wait, who is this girl? And then he was hooked from six on. He was like, hey.
That's crazy. Is she still alive?
She did.
She died on the five.
Sad. She had a car accident, right?
Died car accident in 2001.
How old was she?
She was like 28.
Which makes you think, damn, all them Power Rangers old as fuck.
Yeah.
They're like 40 something.
Yeah, they're in 40s. Early 40s. 40s. But no, like, I was little. What CW said wasn't far from the truth. Because, like, my mindset as a little kid was, damn, I got to give me one of those.
And oh, it was, damn.
I got to get me one of them because I'm a little kid, so young kid, so it was like I'm looking for me a nice Asian import. Yeah, so it was like, and ever since then I've been a fan of
Ross Star gonna be on 90 Day Fiance, but it also
cemented the fact that like the girls who I'm least likely to go after, are blondes, and that's just
preference.
I only really liked one. I liked a blonde in high school. And then I think I've only really liked one blonde after that.
I think in my whole entire life, I can still remember who, like, my first crush was a blonde, and really? Yeah, and after that it's been like, wow. And I remember her name too. I remember her name. Her first name was Kristen. I don't want to say her last name.
There's two in high school.
Because I don't want to say, I don't know if she's married.
He didn't even think about the first person that had a crush on in like elementary school.
There was two.
I mean, because I remember. The thing about me is I have a good memory when it comes to certain names and dates. I might forget your face, but I remember your name and certain dates.
I hope Brooklyn is listening to this.
So
that's her name, Brooklyn?
Yeah. From Maya, in Detroit.
Nikki Thomas.
Let's give him a shout out.
Northside. She was like a senior when I was a freshman. And Melinda Lauer. She's married now with a kid. They both have kids and stuff.
I don't know the first
one. I doubt they listen to this.
Like, no, the blonde I like was Kristen Chisler.
And when I was adult, it was this girl I dated briefly, Darian Podletsky.
Her name was Darian Podletsky.
And her like middle name was like Coral or something like that.
Was she white?
Oh yeah, she's super white.
I said that name.
Like from like Redding, California.
I never heard of that.
I know where Redding is.
Northern California, where the white people are racist, like overtly racist.
Is it close to Big
Bend? No, it's like middle Cal.
It's like Central California.
So I think of the girls who I actually physically was in a physical relationship with, they've all had really regular bread names.
Oh, they've had regular bread. No Shaniquas. No Laquishas.
Shaquita.
Nothing crazy. That's what I mean. Okay. Like, so it was like they might be black or Asian specific, but there's nothing like Aquanisha. So
Aquanisha?
Nisha.
So nothing.
Well, I guess I dated women with old regular names.
Yeah, so nothing like out there. I mean, but my brother here from Detroit probably dated someone named Licorice.
You said Lucretia?
Did you say Lucretia?
I know Lucretia. I know Lucretia.
I know. Are you a new Lucretia in college in middle school?
You talking about some of the names? Let me think. My second girlfriend's name was Kiesha.
Kiesha? What the fuck?
Is that enough?
I mean, that's somebody's name, but they call her Kiki. I'm gonna name her Kiesha because I like Asia. Daddy named Keonti.
Yeah, that's funny because her and her family they have like a lot of names like that. Tamisha. It's a whole lot.
Like I know one of the people who I'm friends with. And CW knows her
because
she's one of the industry girls we know, and like you hear her stage name, it just sounds very regular. I'm talking about DP.
DP is her stage DP. Name?
It's her real name. Mel.
Wait, is that her stage name?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
DP.
It's like white name.
DP is her real name.
Yeah, she almost has like
that's the abbreviation.
Okay. Yeah, but
it's like almost like a white name.
But it's like one of those like.
But now we can't reveal it. So
okay.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it, but like it's just like, wait, what? It just her real name sounds more like a porn name than her porn name.
Well, no, it just sounds an overcomplicated porn name. It sounds like a geek name.
Her real name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, in order for you to have a porn name, don't you got to have some weird-ass thing at the end of it? Like,
no. Really? You mean, like, Slayer, oh, like, there'd be, like, Blue, Fox.
Or Magic.
Magic.
Or something like
or
that.
Or Class, or something being, like, hot, or sex.
Yeah.
Not always. Some people use, like, just names they come up with, like... Yo, what does it sound like I do? Like, what was that guy's name?
Like, one of my friends' name, like, his porn name is Jake Adams. So it's
sometimes just really random. Like, I noticed some of the people who have, like, really, like, unique ethnic names, they use really, like, very general, like, Jake Adams.
Like, someone.
There's another guy that has the same name as me.
That's his real name.
His real name.
And he's in the industry?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like someone who is we're gonna have on soon. Like her name.
His name is Chris something.
Yeah, her name fits the mold of what you're saying. Though. Her name is Nora Ivy.
What?
That's right. She's coming on. No, she's gonna be on our podcast when she gets back from. And like that's a regular.
Wait, Nora Ivy? Is that her first and last?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that the first one.
The first one?
I would have been like,
okay.
Now y'all playing with this name? Right. You know you need to name this baby a regular name.
But no, that is weird. It's a whole lot of girls named like that in Detroit. That's what people would crown as the.
Well, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I like one of my realest homegirls. Her name, like, her stage name is last name is Fox, 3 X's.
Fox.
Yeah, because CW knows who I'm talking about because he's met them before. So, I mean, like, you do hear a lot of foxes.
Yeah, you get a lot of foxes. Oh wait, yeah.
In the female or male? In the female or male names?
Female.
Female.
The guys are always like something like Phallic, like, or like Thunder. He said steel. Yeah. Hammer. Or something long. Sounds like you're going to destroy somebody's vagina.
And the thing is, like, steel.
Jack?
Yeah, Jack. Oh, Jack Steed.
Yeah, one of my cool friends, his name is, he goes by Jack. And I hope he gets better. He was in a car accident, but Jack Napier.
Oh, yeah, Jack. Jack.
Yeah.
Jack from State Farm. And then there's,
somebody met, he's like, yeah. Like, he actually explained his name, and he's like, what does that sound like? It's like, it sounds like you, like, really, like, pound, like, you're about to power plug somebody. And he was like, yeah, that's why I chose that name. Yeah, he's like, that's why I chose that name. I was like, okay, I get it then.
That makes sense. And, like, one of my friends, like, he uses his stage name because he really sounds like a comedian, like that comedian when he talks. And so it just fits.
Whoa, what's his stage name?
Yeah. Chris Cock.
Oh, Chris Cock. Oh, yeah. He does sound like Chris Rock.
What?
He does
the
sound
fuck?
Like Chris Rock. And
I was
sitting
here like,
when
who?
He just be talking and I'm like, yeah, he kind of, okay, I see it. I see it.
Chris Rock sounds weird as hell.
But no, he's cool. Like, he's, like, I mean, that person's one of the coolest people in the industry. But, like, it's just, that's why he goes by that name. So. To segue back to what were we talking about before we got on
porn? Talking about those ghetto names. We're just talking about the ghetto names.
We were talking about the girls I like and for some reason.
He liked Asian girls.
And it came from 20 Tread.
But the cool thing about here's the thing how I feel like that. I don't know why I'm. Why I feel like
oh my god
people no yeah okay here's what I'm trying to say, like, it'd be one thing if you were like thinking like, oh, Raw Star is trying to bone me, and I remember a while ago I said why, Raw Star, how what's the I'm looking for Asian girls for this body transformation, so I can, you know, represent all kinds of people. And he didn't know any. And I was like, if this dude is tricking off and trying to do things to get girls, to get girls, I would think he at least knows some Asian girls to send my way, but he didn't. So I was like, oh.
No, it's not like I don't know any. It's just that I don't know.
Oh, he's like, hold up, I got him in the roster. The thing is, let me explain to you, buddy. let me tell you, partner.
The thing is, I don't trust Danny. Like, a lot of the ones, a lot of the Asian girls that I do know, they're not in L.A.
Oh yeah, that's where right. Are they? He know girls everywhere.
I know girls everywhere. I'm well versed in real travel.
In other countries?
No, I mean,
some people we know in other countries. We still got to go to Australia and see Arzu and Jacques Cousteau.
Arzu.
Jacques Cousteau from Pink Panther?
No.
Oh.
It's her husband.
It's her husband. Steven.
I was talking to him twice. He was hilarious. It was like a meeting of the funny minds.
He talked about Steven. Like, we don't like Steven.
No. He cool as heck.
Yeah, no, he's funny. They all met on like the internet chat, and he ended up moving out there and marrying her.
Yeah.
Like, all of them met on, like...
All of them? How many got married?
It was like 8 people.
We used to jump
on, like, a group chat.
We used to jump on this thing called Tiny Chat, and it used to be... We used to go in there and just chill. And it'd be like 8, 9 of us on there just talking about random.
Wait, video chatting?
Yeah.
What?
It was crazy. It was like, how do you know these people from, like...
Yeah, it's just random. It's crazy. It's just something to occupy time. And so we'd be on there and, like... But, like, when we met Arzu, she was getting divorced from whoever she was married to, and then Luddy threw his game on and they met up and he moved to Australia and
yep, they got a baby
and everything
Australia. Yeah, Australia.
Australia.
He's going to know another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, but no, they come here because he's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago, so they come. They stay in the usually white? When they come, they go in the Midwest.
They go to the Midwest and they go to Kentucky, then they leave back out.
Latino?
Yeah. No, she's Turkish.
She's Turkish.
No, he's black. He's light
skin.
He's one of the light skinned boys.
He's light skinned.
You're from Chicago.
Like Chicago.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. He's from, we older, so it wasn't like Chirac.
He's from Chicago. Oh. Though.
Chirac is a recent thing.
Okay.
He's from Chicago for real.
See, when you say it like that, that makes me think you're from Chirac. But
yeah, no, that's the thing. That's the thing. You're just from Chicago if you're not born, if you're born before 1990.
Huh. Yeah.
And it's like the Chirac thing is like.
I think he's 36.
The second Iraq War.
I think he's 36. So, got like 1 minute.
We got 1 minute. We about to be out.
So,
we talk about all kinds of things. People get mad at me or whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Is it weird that I avoid getting into a relationship with a white girl?
No, because it can be complicated. Okay, they don't really know. They don't really know how it is to be black.
See,
and it's tough.
And see that
they don't.
That,
sometimes they don't understand.
That is a discussion for a whole nother podcast.
They want you to have like a whole nother idea, like don't be this way, or like I like it, but I don't like it. And then some motherfuckers just want to fuck you because you black.
Okay, let's try to end this episode so we can have it all done. Hello, and if y'all want to follow us on Twitter, as far as the Burbank Misfits go, we are the Burbank Misfits on Twitter. Like, I'm sorry. We're Burbank Misfits on Twitter. We're Burbank Misfits on Facebook. We're the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. If you want to follow CW, it's Jest_Genetics_Chris. You want to follow his gym? It's CC Fitness LA on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you want to follow me, I am at RAWSTARRS, two R's, on Facebook and, on Instagram and on Twitter. If you want to follow the gentleman who's to my right now, tell them your social media.
All lowercase letters. I can't get y'all on Facebook.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, my Instagram. All lowercase letters, DetroitMade_JTS.
That's it.
Okay. You don't gotta say all underscore. No,
I'm just
all lowercase.
The right name because there's somebody else that actually has the same type of name. And they try to like hit me up like you stole my name.
It doesn't matter if it's uppercase or lowercase.
He had a capital D, I have a lowercase D.
Then there's a different letter in there that's different.
No, I'm not saying different letters, same name, different style, like lowercase, uppercase.
You can't really actually do that.
You can't do that.
It's something different.
Yeah, it's something different. Yeah. Anyway.
When you look them up, you can't use uppercase letters?
No, I'm saying like when you.
Yeah, you can.
You can't have the same name because whether you have uppercase or lowercase,
it's a different letter. Because someone tried to steal my name.
He said we had the same shit, but I mean, we clearly got one little difference.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Don't go to his page, come to my page.
I was saying it doesn't matter if it was uppercase or lowercase. That's my point. Anyway, tune in next week. I don't know who's going to have one. So, see y'all next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.